What about cytoreductive surgery in the primary tumor? Where are we with that?
Well, there are two phase three trials that were conducted in the 1990s looking at patients who presented with primary tumor in place, randomizing them to either interferon alone or cytoreductive nephrectomy followed by interferon, and both were very positive in favor of cytoreductive nephrectomy followed by interferon. We're not sure what the reason for that improvement in survival is, whether the cytoreductive nephrectomy in and of itself was therapeutic or whether it predisposed patients to benefit from interferon either by reducing the tumor-associated immunosuppression or the angiogenic drive that is a consequence of the bulky primary. So because of that, in patients where it is feasible, it's become the standard of care to take patients who present with stage 4 disease and do a cytoreductive nephrectomy prior to systemic therapy. Whether that approach paradigm translates into the VEGF receptor targeted therapies remains to be determined. Certainly, the mechanism of enhancing or reducing tumor-associated immune suppression, if that's the mechanism by which cytoreductive nephrectomy provides benefit, would not necessarily apply to something that targets the VEGF receptor pathway. And so what we've been saying is that if it's a good candidate for cytoreductive nephrectomy, in other words, the bulk of the tumor is in the primary, there is limited metastatic burden, particularly a metastatic burden that is in lungs or lymph nodes, not symptomatic in bone or in liver, that a cytoreductive nephrectomy is a reasonable thing to do. But in patients with small primary tumors and extensive metastatic burden, that it would be reasonable to just start them on a TKI first line. And one would anticipate that if you saw tumor shrinkage in the metastatic lesions, you'd probably see tumor shrinkage in the primary, and that the primary tumor is not going to be the cause of progression or morbidity or mortality in that patient population.